Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
All right, we're going to have some VFNKB success secrets. Listen, if you haven't yet gone to VFNKB.com and signed up for the podcast, signed up and actually read and listened to and watched some of the success secrets, what you got to do is begin to hear what God's plans, His good plans for you, some strategies, how to succeed in business and relationships. And that's what we do. We constantly are feeding things to you because God's plans are good for you. As a matter of fact, Magic Johnson, John, what does he have to say here?
Listen, this is so powerful. He's speaking to a group of business students at Stanford Business School, and he shares about a really important principle that he's used in his business, not just in sports, but in his business. You gotta watch it.
Right? And so I was able to understand my customer base and over-deliver to them. And I'm gonna use that word all the time. And you students out there, I want you to write that word down. And that's over-deliver. Because if you're gonna be in business, and especially today's marketplace, you got to over-deliver to the consumer. Or guess what? They're going to leave you that fast. I have over-delivered to my customer base for 30 years. That's why I have the number one brand in urban America. So when I first went out to raise my first fund, I went up to CalPERS, right down the road from here. And they turned me down four times. And the last time the committee turned me down, they said, well, why haven't some other minority come to raise money and do what you're talking about doing? And I couldn't answer that question, right? I was up there to have them give me around $50 million to invest in urban America. That was unheard of at that time. And so finally I went up the time after that, the fifth time, and they finally said, you know what? We're going to give you the $50 million. And if you, I'm going to come back to that word, if you over-deliver with the $50 million, you can come back and get $100 more million. I bought a shopping center for $22 million. It was 40% occupied. I made that center 100% occupied. I resold that center for $48 million. Took the 26 back up to Sacramento and said, here you go. And guess what happened? They started respecting me like a businessman. Now, a lot of you are going to get turned down five times like I did. Are you going to get back up and try again? Or are you going to go have your head down, disappointed, and not get up and try again? See, I knew I had a great business plan. I knew I had a great strategy, and I believed in it. That's why I kept going up to Sacramento. And finally, they said yes.
That's so powerful. You know, our question is, why wouldn't anybody over-deliver? But the reality is,
people don't
under-deliver.
They under-deliver or they just deliver. Yeah. You know, this is so important because even in your own workplace, people, you know, you're exchanging, you're getting a pay, and you say, well, I'm going to give them 100%. Well, that's what you're supposed to be doing. If you want the promotion, if you want the raise, if you want to have more responsibility, you have to over-deliver and give them 110%.
But, you know, of all the businesses, you know, leaderships we work with and all, it's so exciting to work with people who understand what Magic Johnson's talking about.
Absolutely.
You just get so encouraged because they don't care if they're the owner of the company. They want to make sure when you come into there, no matter what type of business it is, that when you leave there, you're never going to forget that encounter.
That's
with
right.
Them.
That's,
you know,
right.
You'll come back. And it's all about relationship. You know, one of the successes that you're going to make in VFNKB's success secret is understand you're building relationships all the time.
Absolutely.
You want to build good ones. You do that by over-delivering, right, John?
And the way you over-deliver is one of the things we talk about often is blessed to be a blessing. When you take a mindset and an attitude that I just want to bless my customers, I want to bless my employer, you're automatically going to over-deliver because you have the right, you know, frame of mind. I just want to do my very best for the people I'm serving.
And the result of that, by the way, is the raise.
They're going to. It's a byproduct.
People want to find somebody who's going to help them with their vision, with their ministry, with their business. They're looking for somebody who over-delivers, who understands where things are going and understands their customer and compassionate about them. But we have a question for you right now as
a
community, right?
Absolutely. As a community, we want to know, because we're learning together, we want to know what are ways that we can over-deliver? What are some of the strategies that you have put in place in your own life that you say, listen, share your story. I've over-delivered this way or that way. And begin to share that with us, because we believe that all of us collectively have all of these wonderful success secrets and experiences. And when we share them, we're just better together. We're learning out loud.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.